One of the bills getting some play this week on the Senate floor is one that would let Uber and other rideshare programs into Missouri.
Absolutely, and this is getting a framework in place for companies like Uber and Lyft to operate is a free market principle. When we came into office, we were dedicated to setting up frameworks so that we would make the state more business friendly, a better place for businesses to thrive, and I think this is an example of that. I'm very supportive of this framework. We started debate on the floor Wednesday, and we expect to continue that debate until we get this bill through. I'm very excited that bill is sponsored by Senator Bob Onder. We're working the House version of it right now. I do expect to see passage of the Uber bill, and hopefully in the very near future, we'll have Uber in St. Charles.
I know there are a lot of those who are opposed to this idea are pretty much those who say taxi companies are all there should be, but they seem to view an Uber or Lyft is coming in to take them out of town, but it's more of just adding competition.
Exactly. Anytime you add competition to an industry, it's better for the end consumer. So the people that are actually needing rides, that are wanting to use conveyances, that's better for them. The cost will come down, the availability will go up. And generally, when just like you've seen in this case, whenever you increase the power of the free market, it's better for the end consumer. And I think that's what we have here.
We are at the halfway mark of the legislative session for the year. Give us an update on where we are as the first half comes to a conclusion.
Absolutely. You know, when we came into office, we had a new Republican governor, and we were focusing on the top two items on the agenda list were labor reform and tort reform. And obviously, when we talk about labor reform, we did pass right to work here in the state of Missouri. We're going to be the 28th right to work state. So we're very excited about that. That was a message that we sent to other states that Missouri is open for business, and we expect to see the benefits of that in the very near future. I'm excited about that. I've always felt like that was a liberty-related issue, that folks shouldn't have to be part of a third-party organization at cost of their employment if they didn't feel that third party is holding up their values. And we've made that change. And just like the other states that have gone before us, I think we're going to reap the economic rewards of that. The other avenue, of course, is tort reform. And I always refer to tort reform as getting lawyers out of the way of business. You know, we have a legal environment here in the state of Missouri that sets a standard that's so low for bringing lawsuits against private businesses that it's really stalled the growth of businesses and job creation here in the state. So we've done some legislation dealing with our discrimination laws, dealing with our collateral source laws that are going to make Missouri a more business-friendly state without treading upon the individual rights of citizens to bring their grievances against a business. So that's always a careful balance, and I think the pendulum had swung far too in favor of the lawyers and the trial lawyers that were benefiting from these lawsuits, and I think we've done a really good job addressing that here in the first couple months.
In the remaining couple of months, the only constitutional requirement for the legislature comes due, and that's a budget.
The budget, this is a huge issue. You know, in spite of all the talk about there being budget cuts and constraints in our budget, I'll say this. We are taking more tax dollars and spending more Missouri taxpayer dollars than we ever have before in the state of Missouri. We're at record levels. We have almost a $28 billion budget that's been proposed by the governor. So we're trying very hard to make sure that we're doing a better job prioritizing the funds coming into us from the taxpayers. And so we need to take a look at things like K-12 education and make sure we're funding K-12 education to the level that we've committed to. We're taking a look at transportation. I have a far-reaching transportation bill that would provide for a new I-70 and hundreds of millions of dollars in maintenance from other roads. This is a big issue. There's going to be a lot of discussion here, but the people told us on November 8th that they expect us to do a better job with the resources we send them, and that's the commitment we're going to follow through on.